The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Cosi. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Cosi starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Cosi.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
Okay, so picture this with me for a sec. You're in Coral Gables, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
The sun's setting.
Nice.
There's this like orange glow over the Biltmore Hotel. You've got a nice cold drink in your hand.
Oh, yeah.
Smells like salt and citrus in the air.
That's the life.
Total luxury, you know.
The Biltmore, though, it's more than just a pretty hotel.
Right.
Like a time capsule almost holds on to those stories.
Yes.
Glamour.
Yeah.
Ambition. Even tragedy, like echoing through the years.
It really is. This place, it was built back in 26.
Wow.
It was designed to be like a playground for the elite. Like Hollywood stars.
Oh, wow.
Big time political people.
Right.
All drawn to that Florida sunshine, you know.
I don't blame them.
Right.
The sweeping staircases, yeah. The ballrooms all decked out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They even had the golf course. Every little thing was just to impress. So like, no wonder they got Ginger Rogers and Bing Crosby.
Oh, yeah. Talk about an A-list guest list.
Yeah.
But then things kind of took a turn, you know, during Prohibition.
Oh, so.
This palace, it got mixed up with a darker crowd.
Yeah.
Bootleggers, gamblers, you name it.
The whole shebang.
Yeah. And that's where Fatty Walsh comes in.
Yeah. No, that name rings a bell.
Right.
So the Biltmore story, it's like this common thread, you know, throughout history, big money, big trouble.
Always.
Always. And Fatty Walsh, mobster, loved the good life, saw an opportunity, basically.
Yeah. He was not one to hide in the shadows either. Word on the street is he practically ran the Biltmore from his suite.
Oh, really?
13th floor.
No way.
High stakes poker.
Wow.
Illegal bets.
Mm-hmm.
The man was living large.
So this is where it all gets kind of murky.
Yes. You've
got the luxurious setting.
Right.
Fancy living.
Oh.
But then behind it all, ruthless stuff going down.
It's like straight out of a movie, honestly.
Tell me more.
But like a Hollywood story, Fatty's time at the Biltmore, It had a dramatic ending. 1929.
What happened?
Found dead.
Oh, no.
In that 13th floor suite.
Oh, wow.
Still unsolved. Who shot him?
Really?
Some say it was a gambling thing gone wrong, but we'll probably never know for sure.
It really makes you wonder, what is it about these places, the fancy ones,
right,
that also have this like darkness to them? Why do we still find them so interesting?
Yeah,
is it that contrast, like a reminder that even when things look perfect on the outside,
right,
there's always another side to the story?
Yeah.
Or is there something more to it? Maybe as we go further into the Biltmore story, we'll figure it out.
Yeah. And that's kind of where things shift a bit, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
We go from the history books.
Right.
To those spooky stories.
Wow.
That have been around the Biltmore forever.
Right, right.
Because with a past like that.
It's no wonder.
Some people say the drama never really left.
Exactly. The Biltmore is like the perfect example, you know?
Oh, yeah.
How we think about haunted places. Is it just knowing what happened there?
Right.
Or could there be something more to these stories?
And you know that 13th floor.
Yeah, with Fat.
Where Fatty Walsh, he met his end. That's like center stage for a lot of those stories.
Mm-hmm.
people say all sorts of strange things go down up there.
It's like that spot, you know?
Yeah.
It's like absorbed all that weird energy.
Right.
That some folks think hangs around in places like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not just the Biltmore, though.
Really?
Think about it. Old ruins.
Okay.
Battlefields. Those places are full of history.
Right.
And they have the same kind of spooky stories.
Now that you mention it, yeah, it kind of makes sense. But back to the Biltmore. It's not all about Fatty Walsh, is it?
No, not at all.
I remember we were talking about like World War II.
Right, right. When it was a hospital.
Yes.
As a whole other layer to it, you know?
Right.
All those people, those experiences, who knows what happened there?
Exactly. So you've got those mobster sightings, but people also say they see like figures in those old military uniforms.
Yeah.
And hearing what sounds like, you know, old hospital equipment.
It's like the Biltmore's holding on to it all, you know, like an echo, all those emotions, all those moments.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, right?
Yeah.
How those stories match up with different times in the Biltmore's life. You've got the mobster stuff, the war years.
Right, right.
It's like different parts of the past are playing on a loop.
So you're saying like it's not just one ghost.
It's possible, right?
Oh.
Some people, they call them residual hauntings.
Okay.
Like imprints. Imagine a recording, but it just keeps playing the same thing over and over.
Okay, that's kind of creepy. But there are other stories, though, the ones that don't really fit with a specific person or time. Like, wasn't there a guest who said they heard footsteps?
Oh, yeah, outside their room in the middle of the night.
Yeah, and there was no one there.
That was in the old hospital wing, right?
Yeah.
That's a common one, the footsteps.
Really?
You hear them all the time, like someone's walking right past.
Right.
And then nothing, no one there.
Yeah, like your mind's playing tricks on you.
Right. It's like, we want to know, you know?
Yeah.
Got to make sense of it somehow. So we come up with something. Footsteps, a feeling, even if there's nothing actually there.
It's totally true. And especially with a place like the Biltmore.
Oh, absolutely.
All that history, those stories.
Oh, wow, adds up.
Easy to jump to conclusions.
Because, like, our brains are hardwired for it, you know?
Yeah.
Always looking for patterns, trying to connect the dots.
Right.
And the Biltmore. Talk about dots.
And so many stories, too. You hear about those old houses, creaky pipes, all that.
Sure.
But at the Biltmore.
It's different.
It's different. It's like people from all walks of life. Different times, they all say the same kind of things.
Exactly. And that's what makes it so interesting. Some folks, they'll say, oh, it's just the building.
Right.
But the Biltmore, it's like it goes beyond that.
It really does.
Yeah.
And then there's the evidence.
Yeah. Right? The stuff that makes you think twice.
Like those EVP recordings.
Yeah.
Voices out of nowhere.
Chilling. Right. And you can't explain it away.
No way. And what about the thermal imaging? Those cold spots.
Yeah, right? Where people say they felt something or saw something.
It's wild. It's like one thing if it's just, you know, how you feel. But when you get those readings, those pictures, it makes you wonder.
It really does. Science and the supernatural all mixed up.
So where do we even go from here? We've covered it all, I think. The Biltmore's journey. The glamour. The mobsters.
All a lot of history.
And a place where some people believe the past is still present.
It's a good reminder, you know.
Of that.
That history, it's not just something in a book. It's alive in the places we go, things we see, whispering to us, making us think about the stuff we don't understand.
The Biltmore, it's like this grand reminder of luxury, sure, but also the darker side of things. And those whispers, they're still there, mixed in with the sounds of today. It's incredible.
So next time you're out and about,
yeah.
Checking out a fancy old building, remember? It's not just walls and a roof. It's got stories, some amazing, some spooky, all waiting to be discovered.
And you might even get a little shiver down your spine.
You never know.
And then you'll have to ask yourself, was it just the wind or something more?
Want to dig deeper in the paranormal deep dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new paranormal deep dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
4th of July deals are on at Lowe's. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances, including the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Now's the perfect time to upgrade your home with top Samsung appliances and hot 4th of July savings at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.